Chapter 1. A Face. The man lying on the bed did not care that his room had grown dark. In the dying sunset, the gun in his hand became a logical conclusion to his thoughts, an inevitable means to his bitter end. He had sworn an oath to himself 2 years ago, and the words walked with him like a second shadow ever since. I swear not to draw out my life. When disgust and boredom are all that's left, I'll end this. He chuckled bitterly. In the sickly twilight, his jeans had merged with the bed cover. Half his body was already gone, and his checkered shirt was hemorrhaging into solid grey before his eyes. His life, too, he considered, had bled away its colours and shapes, and now here he was again with his 9mm Smith & Wesson. He opened his mouth, placed the barrel between his teeth, and it was then that he remembered the woman with the ballerina mark. Her face rose before him like the ghost of a fairy, indistinctly remembered, long black hair, intelligent eyes, a symmetry of features resulting in unearthly loveliness. Her hazy presence had no cause to join him here, no claim to flash across his mind before the bullet sealed his fate. After all, she was a stranger to him, though he knew her name from her credit card receipts. Ellie, a customer at Bake for You, where he worked. She would come every other Friday, sometimes trailing a little girl. Or was it a little boy? Once, between taking her money and bagging her cakes, it had somehow happened that he mentioned astronomy, and she, philosophy. Then yesterday, when she arrived after all the cream puffs had sold and she looked so disappointed, he pretended to stumble on a forgotten stash and gave her the ones he had set aside for his wife. And now there it was, a spark, a reason to live another day. He still smiled at the memory of Ellie clapping as he pulled the cakes out like a rabbit from a hat. He had waved no wand, yet what he had felt for the span of a few seconds had seemed as mysterious as magic, the shadow of an echoing happiness so faint that he could hardly be sure he had felt it. But if not, why was he suddenly laughing softly, here, in his dusky bedroom, with his finger caressing the trigger? Not today, he realized, and sat up. As he slipped the weapon back in the drawer of his bedside table, the door opened, and there stood his wife, Faye, a dark silhouette in a triangle of light, with an orange necklace gleaming in the open collar of her shirt. As always lately, she seemed just a little hesitant to start a conversation. "Neil?" she faltered. "Did I wake you?" "I don't sleep sitting up." The words chafed his throat. "Doesn't the knocking bother you?" she marveled. "What knocking?" He focused his mind wearily and heard it. Past the window, autumn was withering the shadowy backyard maple, though September had only just begun. But the year was 1997, the next millennium was creeping near, and it seemed to Neil that the winds of change were steering the heavy branch, which was knocking on the window of his unlucky townhouse, number 13, Western Hemlock Way. "First signs of a dying season," he shrugged, rising. He peeled off his shirt, jeans, underwear, as if no one else were there with him. 4 years had reduced his marriage to this, or had it always been just a little too unimportant face presence? He no longer remembered. Only at night could his wife reclaim him, when the lights were out and the realm of the physical was all that lay between them. He heard her following him into the bathroom, unsexy, uncertain, muttering a reminder that they must leave in 15 minutes. He had forgotten. Saturday night, going out with friends, her friends. "I'll be ready," he said lifelessly, pulling the shower curtain closed. Only then, lost in the rain, did he realize, almost as an afterthought, how cruel a man he had almost become. The world, for him, would have ended without pain, but his wife would have rushed into their room to find a faceless, mutilated corpse bleeding on her bed. His farewell gift.